prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
A fumble on the play, and now it's first and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. After the fumble recovery, T formation, they're going to keep this one on the ground to try and use as much time up as possible. The handoff number 47, now right to left across the radio, gains about 2 on the play. Second and 8 for the Pirates.
I'm surprised the Reese Rockets didn't call a timeout there, but they're going to let this play go and maybe call a timeout on the next.
So it brings up the clock has continued to wind down. It's now at 2:05 with 27-21 to Harbor Beach over Reese after a huge fumble recovery. It's second and 8 for the Pirates. T formation, Kraft under center. And Kraft is waiting for the back judge to put his hand up in the air, which means 10 seconds left on the play clock. And there it goes. And it's the handoff number 47, Aaron Hinter again. He breaks free of the first tackle. And finally brought down at about the 24-yard line. That is a gain, roughly.
Well, it's not quite a first down the way the linesman is standing, but we'll see here.
It's about a gain of 5. He's short of the first down by about a yard.
Number 5, Peok, made the hit for the Reese Rockets.
And it's going to be short of the first down by about, they're going to measure. They say he was down right at the 25-yard line. And they're going to measure this one. It's at the sticks are on the opposite side of the field. And Ginter was brought down at the near sideline, right just short of the 25-yard line. We don't really have even a vision of it as the sideline of Harbor Beach is blocking our view with a minute 38 remaining. Harbor Beach 27, Reese 21. Minute 38 remains in this one. Harbor Beach, no timeouts. Reese still has, they have 3 timeouts left. But Harbor Beach has the ball, and they're trying to milk this one as much as possible as they're measuring this one on second and possibly an inch or first and 10.
It took them a long time to get the chains over here.
They don't want to make any mistakes right now. This is kind of critical.
Well, it's getting it hooked and getting it over here. That's the problem. One's got his foot and says, here's the line. There it is.
And the markers are down, and it looks like it's short by about a foot. So they're going to drag this one out to the near hash at the 24-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 1 for the Pirates at their own 24-yard line.
What play would you call, Clark? Quarterback sneak.
Quarterback sneak, right underneath the center.
That's right. You can see what Reese Rockets did there. They got a little cute as they were driving down, and they tried to run that option pitch, and they would have been better off if they just stuck with what they were doing. Cody Beckman pounding the ball in against that Pirate defense.
Well, Reese also had some instant success against with the option rolling to the left side, and then that last one all it takes is just one hand not on the ball, and that's exactly what happened. It hit the floor, and our Reese was all over it. And there's a timeout, Reese, 27-21 with a minute 38 left. Ron, what's the math look like here? What does Harbor Beach need to do to steal this one?
Well, all they need to do is get a first down here, and the Reese Rockets are calling a timeout to figure out if they're just going to go gap defense with a 10-man in the box type of thing, and Harbor Beach could go on 2 to try and draw them offside and pick up an easy first down.
This is a good time to say this game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated, Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved. No reproduction or distribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Corporate and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular. As we are ready to go with minute 38 left, Harbor Beach hanging on with 5-6, 27-21 over the Reese Rockets. They are facing a 3rd and about a half a foot at their own 24-yard line. The near sideline here of Harbor Beach was very worried. They couldn't make a stop against this Reese offense the last drive there before the fumble. And just like that, 45 Sloan Glassy jumps on it to put Harbor Beach back on the field. This is a handoff to Sloan Glassy. He gets past the 25-yard line, has the first down out to the 27-yard line. good enough for a first down and a new set of downs for the Pirates.
Well, that should do it, Clark, as the Pirates picked up the first down. Reese has two more timeouts, but I think that'll do it. The Pirates hold on to this one.
Well, they're at their own 27-yard line after a gain of three in that last play, first and 10. Right to left across the radio as the clock is winding down once again, a minute 25 left, 27-21, Harbor Beach over Reese currently.
Well, they got to make safe handoffs now, and Reese is going to go and try to strip the football.
Key formation for Kraft under center, three men in the backfield. There's a handoff right down the middle of the Sloan Fasky, 45, jumps to the right side of the bunch, out to the 30-yard line, gain of two on the play. Reese calls their second timeout, clock stops at a minute four. So just over a minute left in this one, 27-21. Harbor Beach hanging on over Reese in the district finals here. The winner of this one goes on to play Saginaw Nouvelle, and that one will be at Saginaw Nouvelle since they have the higher point total after the regular season. They scored over 100 points in the regular season on eight games.
Only on eight games?
Only on eight games.
Oh.
That should tell you something. They took on some Division One schools. They went over to Canada, beat a Division A school.
Wow.
And just destroyed team. So that should be a good one next week. The winner of this one heading over to Saginaw Nouvelle. We're not sure if that'll be a Friday or Saturday game. Minute four left in this one, 27-21 Harbor Beach. Folks, if you're looking for a hometown community bank, make a signature bank and see the difference a local bank can make. That's Signature Bank. And it's getting cold, so make sure your propane tank is ready for the coming months. Call Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler. Harbor Beach back on the field. Minute four remains. They're in the T formation. Second and eight for the Pirates. Kraft in the center at the 30-yard line in zone territory. Right in between the two hash marks. There's the handoff. Quarterback keeper on the left side. Kraft at the 30-yard line. Rocked down at the 30. According to forward momentum, nothing going there. No gain. Brings up third and eight.
One of his own players, Colapar, was helping Kraft go down because he wanted to make sure he hung on to the football.
And we have an injured player. That's number 32. Troy Albers, one of the running backs for Reese. He's down at the near sideline. Eastern here on Ambulance Cruise of Harbor Beach out here checking him out. He seems to be mobile. His arms are moving. And it seems to be some sort of left knee they're checking out currently. So we have 54 seconds left in this one in Harbor Beach. Looks like Harbor Beach is going to hang on, 27-21, but there's plenty of game left. This one's not overrun.
Well, there's plenty of game left, but the thing that the Reese Rockets need is football. And with only 54 seconds left to go, and a third down, and if they don't count this as a timeout against Reese, Reese has one unless they start the clock after they get the injured player off the field. Then Reese would have to burn their final timeout.
And Elber is getting off. He's now sitting up on the sidelines right next to the painted 30-yard marker on the field in Harvey's territory. Lifted up gently, gingerly with his left knee up in the air, trying to get some linemen out there to carry him off the field. That's number 32, Troy Elber, the 5'10", 180-pound junior running back. He's seen a lot of playing time tonight. Albers is going to leave the game tonight with 10 carries for 45 yards for the Reese Rockets. So he's slowly getting off the field. And there's a whistle on the field, and that's going to be the third timeout for Reese Rockets once the injury timeout is over. So we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW. 54 seconds remain. Harbor Beach hanging on, 27-21.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in BedEx. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton Parker and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Hileski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry at a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifle, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Pick up a flyer with Super Gun Specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99.